partly sunny today with a high of 90 and a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. 77 for the low tonight with a 50% chance of rain. Tuesday will have a high of 93 and a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Wednesday's high 92 with a 40% chance of rain. It's Good News Naturally with Tom Sokoloff, weekday mornings at 10 on AM 1300 WMEL and worldwide at 1300WMEL.com.
Are you living with joint, neck, or back pain? Are you looking for treatment without pain pills or surgery? The Back Center at 2222 South Harbor City Boulevard in Melbourne is going back to basics. The Back Center offers a comprehensive approach to healing your spine that combines diet, exercise, chiropractic care, physical therapy, and pain management to improve your overall health. Call now, 321-723-7716. That's 321-723-7716, and get back to basics.
Talk to me, Ed Dean, daily from 5 to 7 p.m. on the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL. It's great to be back home where it all started. Our fast-paced forum and panel debates has made us number one here in Florida. Talk to me, Ed Dean, daily 5 to 7 p.m. on the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend. The Lillian McDermott Show on the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL. To talk to Lillian, call in now at area code 321-631-1300. Now, let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Good morning, everyone. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, guess what day it is? It's a new day, and it's called Money Monday. So it's going to be the best Money Monday ever. So for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott Show, the purpose of the show is to provide a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to promote healing, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening friend, will feel empowered to live the life of your dreams. But speaking of dreams, got to go to whenyouneedafriend.com and check out my sponsors. Make sure you go see them because they're wonderful, wonderful people. They've been checked out by me, wonderful businesses as well. And I back them up. I am so excited that I have such great sponsors that believe in what we are talking about on the Lillian McDermott Show. And while you're there, become a subscriber. And when you become a subscriber, make sure that you wait for that email that is going to confirm your subscription. And then after that, you will get a When You Need a Friend positive affirmation, mind, body, spirit, audio link access. So become a subscriber. It's so important that you do that. And you can like me on Facebook on Lillian's Radio Show. So that's facebook.com/ Lillian's Radio Show. So no excuses. You can be connected to me 24/7. And I do reply to my emails, and I'll never sell your information. You know, this is our private site that we can, people who want to chat, people who want to be a part of it, will be a part of it. So this is for us to be connected solely. And if you have any suggestions about the show, maybe a topic you want to hear, then this is the place where you can be safe to come forth. Now, many of you have sent me emails about voting with the Hometown News, and we did not realize that Hometown News wasn't sending their newspapers to home. So you have to request the paper, or you can go and ask for the section where you can vote for the Reader's Choice. And so make sure that when you go to it and when you call them, their number is 321-242-1013. That's 321-242-1013. So that you can vote for the local, best local radio station, best local talk show station and news station. So we want to make sure that the deadline is August 18th. So we want to make sure that we let Brevard County know, the hometown news, that WMEL is the best radio station in the space in Treasure Coast. So make sure you pick up your ballots, okay? And you can also contact them at the hometown news. I think that's – oh, no, you can pick their ballots up there at 380 North Wickham Road, Melbourne. So if you're close by, swing by there and pick up your ballot. Anyway, I look forward to hearing how the vote goes. Okay, so what happens on Monday? You know, we spend all our money in the weekend, and all of a sudden we wake up from a drunken, binging, spending spree. And sometimes we wake up.
Is there something you'd like to share with the audience, Lillian?
No, but you missed your cue.
I think you're being awfully accusatory of our audience, Lillian. No. And that's wrong.
Oh, it is war with Jerry Durney. It is war. Because I threw a ball at him through the glass, and he tried to catch it.
Not just once, people. Every day of the week.
So I have a little sense of humor. What can I say? Okay, so I hear.
Oh, that's what it's called. Gotcha.
So this morning I told Jerry that we were going to do a show on holding grudges. And he replied, what?
Sure, right after the show on bullying.
Okay, Jerry's my wonderful producer, and we just love each other so much. And so we have the background music to set up the tone. You know, many of us do spend money in a weekend. And many of us drink a lot in the weekend, you know? So Monday becomes a day where we say, oh, it's a good start. We're going to clean our slate and we're going to learn a little bit more. Well, so every first Monday of the month, we're going to focus on money. You know, I'm always talking about taking responsibility about our lives. And that's part of our life is, you know, financial wealth. Whether you feel that you have lack or you have abundance, doesn't matter. It's the way you think about money. So we have our expert today. His name is Dan Henn. He's a CPA. So you can always go to Dan Henn CPA PA, which is his firm, in Rockledge. And so, you know, since I believe it is our sole purpose in life to give love and knowledge, to do just that is Dan Henn CPA. I am so excited that you're going to teach us about money.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, welcome to the Lillian McDermott Show. I'm so excited.
Well, it's great to be here, especially after sales tax free weekend.
That's right. Is it done already?
Yep, it's done.
Oh, I missed it.
Yeah, well, I missed it. They had a new one this year with the hurricane sales tax free supplies, and I just happened to be coming back from vacation and completely forgot.
Yeah, my daughter's birthday is on August 1st, and she and I always go on a spending spree the weekend for her birthday. It's like her little her birthday present or whatever. But this time she had other plans, and I completely lost it. I can't believe it. And so it's done.
For the sales tax for school supplies and related items, yes. There's still one more to go. I believe it's September 19th. It's a sales tax-free energy-efficient appliance weekend.
Oh, okay. So if we want to buy some energy-efficient appliances, we wait to September 19th.
Right. There are certain things. I think that weekend, there's 2 or 3 days that weekend that's available. So if you're looking for a hot water heater or dishwasher, you know, just got to make sure that it qualifies for that.
Awesome. Okay. So share a little bit about your background, Dan, because I've gotten to know you, and I'm really excited that you're the expert on the Lillian McDermott Show. And but share a little bit about your background so that we could all get to know you better, and what led you to become a CPA?
Well, I've been doing what I've been doing for 20 years. Mm-hmm. Actually, I just completed my 21st tax season this past tax year, and I've just really enjoyed helping people. And right now I'm at 4.5 years mm-hmm. at being on my own in my own practice. I did 16 plus years, I tell people, for working for others and decided it was finally time to do it myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, what originally led me to this field was actually kind of my dad. He was a business owner, and he said that, you know, you could always be a business owner and, you know, be able to take time off, where it's harder for people like doctors, say, who are, you know, even when they're off, sometimes they're on call.
Yeah.
And so they can't go too far or do things like that. So it makes it difficult. So he suggested for me to be, you know, something in business, and suggested, you know, an accountant. So I went along those lines and graduated with both my bachelor's and my master's degree from the University of South Florida. Go Bulls.
Yeah.
And so from there, started kind of, I always tell people I worked my way up. I worked to KPMG in a national firm and spent time there. You know, I started with a small enrolled agent in Tampa, went to a large local firm, then went to the national firm in KPMG, and then I kind of worked my way back down and started with another, you know, large local firm to another local firm here in Brevard County, which is what got me over here, and then I went to work for myself.
Awesome. Awesome. And it's been wonderful ever since, right?
Yes. Yes. It's been great.
It's kind of risky because you have to practice what you preach. And, you know, you see a lot of people that come from a place of knowing. And when you are a business owner, you have to make sure that you have every single duck in a row, so to speak. And it's good that you can advise people as well. You know, let's get started on the first step on picking a CPA. Or I know that there's a lot of people that just go to these setup, you know, you go to all these marts and sections and you see, do your taxes, have this person, and it's like a seasonal thing. But you're not a seasonal person.
No,
this is a year-round. So what is the difference between a CPA and one of those people that are just putting your taxes together?
Well, it takes a lot of schooling. To be a CPA, you have to have, in the state of Florida and most states around the country, you have to have 150 hours of college credits to even be able to sit for the exam.
Yeah.
They've changed some of the rules where it makes it easier, where you can sit for the exam, but you can't officially be certified until you have the 150 hours now.
Mm-hmm.
I took that exam, studied really hard back in the day when I took it. You know, yeah. I feel ancient sometimes when I look at it, that it's now a computerized test that you can take it one section at a time.
Wow.
Where when I took it, it was an all-day, two-day test. You took four sections, and you had to get a 75 or above to be able to pass.
And you passed it the first
time? And I passed it on the first time.
Awesome.
All four parts. And I think the statistic is somewhere like 30 or 40% of the people pass it on the first time.
I wonder if that's why they did it in little sections, because it was just too much to bear.
It can be. You know, the problem is it goes the other way now, is that, you know, you have to, once you pass a section, you've got now 18 months to pass the rest of the test. And so, you know, there tends to be ability for procrastination if you wait too long, you know, to be able to pass them. So, but, you know, I enjoy helping, you know, businesses and, you know, kind of going back to your question of, you know, the I'm there year round. So I'm the tendency for business owners to come to me because they're year round.
Yeah.
The individual, you know, they can go to the person who's just there, you know, for one quarter of the year and get their tax return done. And if they've just got a basic thing, then that's fine. But I can't tell you how many times that there's been those stores, without naming names, who, you know, you go in and they come to me the next year, and it turns out that, you know, they had a rental property and they missed insurance expense. You know, that's a deduction on a rental property.
Can you tell us what it rhymes with?
No. Go ahead. Keep going. Thanks, Jerry.
So, anyway, there are, you know, a lot of things that you know, I have found that have been missing, depreciation. Then there's the people who are the do-it-yourselfers, you know, that you know, use the TurboTax or something of that nature. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I tell people, you know, I don't fault them for doing their own return, but you don't know what you don't know.
Sure.
And unless you take the time to read what TurboTax is telling you, then sometimes you give the wrong answer.
Yeah.
I had one client that actually did that on a rental property. He came to me the next year after he had done this himself, and he took on a rental property, he took this credit that gave him like $1,200 in credit for a rehabilitation credit that had to do with if you're on the National Historic Register and, nothing to do with what he was actually doing. So it's, you know, it's those types of things. And I had another client one time that she had done her own return, did it by hand, no less, and she was taking depreciation on her rental property. Well, depreciation has two definitions. One, from an accounting perspective, it's expensing an item a little bit at a time. Well, depreciation also has the connotation with appreciation, mm-hmm. where, you know, something goes up or down in value. Mm-hmm. And so that was her definition of depreciation. So it went down $20,000 in value, so she took $20,000 deduction on her return, which it was probably more like 5 instead of 20.
Ooh.
So unfortunately, after 2 years of returns for her, she ended up owing $33,000.
Oh my gosh.
And it's those types of mistakes, you know, that I hate to see people do, you know, and then they do it the other way. I've seen where, being in the state of Florida, we get, or historically, you know, right now it's not in effect until Congress reinstates it, mm-hmm. But the sales tax deduction as an itemized deduction. Mm-hmm. And there's many times where I've seen there's $700, $1,000 or more deduction that mm-hmm. is just a blank space when mm-hmm. I look at their prior year return. So, you know, it's those types of things that I worked with people to help them. Now, you know, and I sit and I review prior year returns when somebody comes in. You know, I take the time to get to know them. And that's some of the differences when you're dealing with the people who are only there 3 months out of the year.
Sure, sure.
You know, they don't get to know you. They're not there when those notices come in later in the year.
Sure.
I've had a few people come in to me recently. The IRS has what they call the CP2000 notice, which is basically the document matching notice. So unfortunately, I've been seeing a few people getting that this year. That's when, you know, the IRS, whether it's W-2, Social Security statement, interest, dividends, you know, your mortgage interest, all of that gets reported to the IRS in mm-hmm. your Social Security number. Mm-hmm. And so when one of those items is missing from your return, and usually it's income. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if you didn't report a 1099 miscellaneous or interest, you know, mm-hmm. and it didn't report on your tax return, mm-hmm. the IRS will send you a notice that says, hey, you owe us X dollars plus interest usually. Sometimes there's a penalty assessed. And I had one guy came to me recently and he didn't report the a 401k or an IRA distribution that he had. Mm-hmm. And you know, and only had $1,000 of withholding, and it turned out he owed like $4,000 in tax.
Okay, so when you're talking about, I just want to make sure it's perfectly clear that when you go to these places that they're there 3 months out of the year versus a CPA, that I can always go back to you if I get audited. You're signing that tax return versus I'm signing the tax return, or that person is not even – the person that's there 3 months out of the year is not responsible for any errors.
Well, not necessarily responsible. They're, you know, they're signing the return as well. As preparer, I'm on the hook per se, as I tell people with, mm-hmm. you know, with them. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it's their return and their liability. So if the IRS comes and says, hey, you owe this money, then that means – you know, you owe that money, mm-hmm. Unless there's some errors, which, again, these CP2000 notices that come in, I tell people, you know, bring them into me, let's review them, because I usually find 90% of the time, these notices are wrong, mm-hmm. or at least there's something wrong with it.
Yeah.
Look at the guy who came in to me with the 401k distribution. Mm-hmm. It turned out that he had taken a distribution from his HSA that he didn't report, but he used it for the qualified medical expenses. Well, the IRS just assumes that that's income. And so, unfortunately, it wasn't substantial enough that it made sense for me to do anything with it, because, you know, it was only going, you know, if he wanted to deal with it, it was going to save him a couple hundred dollars in taxes, but I was going to have to deal him, pay, you know, charge more than what he was going to save for me to do anything. So,
sure, sure. Well, what are the things that we should look at when picking a CPA? Because, you know, I've found you, and we've sat down and we've had conversations, highly credentialed, but many of us don't know where to start. You know, maybe they're new business owners, maybe they're, you know, just started a career and they just don't know the ins and outs of, like, maybe a restaurant or, you know, a radio show host, whatever it is. How do we know we pick the right one, the right CPA?
Well, you're better off first trying to ask a friend.
Okay.
You know, when you need a friend.
Hey,
yeah,
that's right.
You know, yeah, ask a friend, you know, who are they using?
Yes.
And that's the best place to go, mm-hmm. Usually to start with. Next place, you know, maybe try the chamber. The chamber will, you know, have people that'll be members there that they know and feel comfortable with referring. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know, just you know, if you end up Googling or, you know, looking up in the phone book, whichever, you know, look those people up and then schedule an interview, you know, and just, you know, have them, you know, and ask them questions. What's their experience? You know, when you're
their specialty as
well. When you're a business, yeah, what kind of specialties do they deal with? You mm-hmm. know, that, you know, there are certain things. Now, the way I look at it is, you know, a business is a business, whether you're a dentist or a restaurant. Mm-hmm. But there are certain nuances about that, that it does help when you can speak a little bit of the language of, you know, a dentist or a doctor versus, you know, a restaurant or even manufacturing. Mm-hmm. Because there are certain things that can apply as far as, you know, say tax credits or other things that might be specific for that industry. So, for example, manufacturing, they may qualify for the research and development credit. Mm-hmm. Restaurants, you know, qualify for the tip credit. Mm-hmm. I had a dentist back in the day that when the ADA had come out, that they had a credit that if you upgraded certain equipment, that you could qualify for this credit. Mm-hmm. To make your chairs, you know, the chairs that lift up for a dentist to be able to qualify for,
yes,
for that type of credit.
So what happens when somebody comes to you and says, well, I'm this particular business and you really don't have any experience on that. What do you do?
If it's something that I just don't feel comfortable with, you know, like for example, I don't deal with the long-term contracts. Mm-hmm. So people, you know, generally those are the bigger builders who are, you know, their projects are taking more than a year to deal with. It's just, there's too much specialized knowledge that I haven't really had a whole lot of experience over. I mean, I've dealt with them, mm-hmm. but, you know, I've been at firms where there were people I can talk to and ask, and, mm-hmm. and it's just, there's so much to know in the tax code.
Sure.
You know, and people ask me about being a financial advisor, and it's like, you know, that's the same thing. It's, you know, you've got to go out and get licenses and know more information, and there's a lot more stricter rules in regards to things that I just prefer not to do that. There's so much in a tax code to know.
Yeah.
And then the rules and court cases and everything change things as we go. So
yes, but you do more than just taxes.
Yes, yeah, we do bookkeeping. Mm-hmm. I do all kinds of consulting, and I've got a CPA coach that I work with that's really helping me to learn more about marketing and how that type of things,
yeah.
you know, work, which obviously you know you have expertise in
a little
that.
A little bit.
Yes.
But you know, it's amazing that you have really taken the bull by the horns. I'm throwing the ball at Jerry, the ball by the horn, right, Jerry? But and that you have really focused on sharing your wisdom with people through Florida Today. Actually, you have how often do you write an article for them?
I write that monthly. I believe my next article will be coming out this Friday.
Awesome.
It's about different credits that are available for businesses. So it's part of the Ask a Business Expert series. And I actually found that I really enjoy writing that. I mean, the biggest thing I'm about is trying to help educate people, help them understand their rules and responsibilities for everything. Because at the end of the day, what's on that tax return is theirs. Mm-hmm. And I try to explain that to people so that they know.
I love it. And we're going to continue speaking with Dan Henn, CPA. And you can always go to... you can call him at 321-684-7800. And he's located in Fisk Boulevard, 1824 South Fisk Boulevard in Rockledge, suite number 2. I'm just so excited that Money Mondays is going to be the first Monday of the month. And we're going to continue our conversation about money when we return. We'll be right back.
If we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow.
AM 1300 WMEL. WMEL 1300 Cocoa Beach, Melbourne, Palm Bay. Nominated Business of the Year by the Cocoa Beach Regional Chamber of Commerce.
Lashevsky, blame it on the green algae slime in Lake Erie. Another day spent scrambling for water in Toledo, Ohio. Mayor Michael Collins.
I've instructed our people to go resample and retest. because I am not going to take any chances with this community's well-being and health.
Toxin levels said to be improving, but Toledo's tap water still not safe to drink. A U.S. nurse suffering from Ebola set to leave Liberia tomorrow to return to the U.S. for treatment. NBC's Kate Snow says American Dr. Kent Brantley is making progress undergoing treatment in Atlanta.
The family of Dr. Kent Brantley says he's in good spirits. Nancy Reibel, the American missionary, will be the next to arrive here, possibly as soon as tomorrow.
Wall Street looking to rebound after stocks suffer their roughest week in 2 years amid major declines. And Guardians of the Galaxy on top of the world after dominating the box office over the weekend. Marvel Studios' Cosmic Rum taking in $94 million in its debut. This is NBC News Radio.
AM 1300 WMEL.
WMEL Radio News. Good morning. I'm Jerry Durney. Two women have been arrested for using a lottery scanner in Melbourne Beach and then cashing in the winning tickets at another gas station. Investigators with the Melbourne Beach Police Department said Caitlin Kaczynski and Brandy Anton used the scanner at an Exxon gas station they worked at to see if the tickets were winners. Then the two would cash the tickets in at other stores. In total, the women stole more than $14,000 in winning scratch-off tickets. They were charged with scheming to defraud. A person of interest in the vandalism spree at Black Tulip leaped to his death off a seven-story hotel balcony last week in Ormond Beach. While investigating the burglary and damages inside the restaurant 2 weeks ago, Coco detectives developed leads and information pointing to 50-year-old Dean Stephen O'Hara. Last week, Ormond Beach police received a call that someone was acting suspiciously in an oceanfront hotel. The suspect was O'Hara, who drew a knife when confronted by officers and jumped off the balcony. And a boy's foot was slashed, possibly by a shark, Saturday at a Patrick Air Force Base beach. A security officer with the 45th Space Wing responded to an incident north of the Tides Club after an emergency call at 1:10 p.m. The officer administered first aid until the 45th Space Wing Fire Department arrived with paramedics who bandaged the victim. The injury was considered serious but not life-threatening. And that's the news update from the Talk to Me station, AM 1300, award-winning WMEL. I'm Jerry Durney. The Monday forecast has a 60% chance for showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high of 90. There's a 50% chance for rain tonight. The low will be 77. Tuesday has a 50% chance for showers and thunderstorms and a high of 93. And on Wednesday, a 40% chance for rain with a high of 92. It's the all-new Ed Dean Show, 5 to 7 p.m. weeknights on AM 1300 WMEL and worldwide at 1300WMEL.com.
Hello, Space and Treasure Coast. This is Lillian McDermott. Integrative, functional, holistic medicine uses the best that medicine has to offer, and I love doctors who use every tool in their toolbox. Dr. Eudine Harry, MD, has made it her purpose to look beyond traditional medicine and help you heal in the way that's best for you. We can hear Dr. Eudine Harry on my show every third Wednesday of the month from 9 to 10, so mark your calendars and let's take our health back. Did you know that we all have adult stem cells? Did you also know these stem cells can heal our own body? The Back Center at 2222 South Harbor City Boulevard in Melbourne offers stem cell injections that may heal your joint, neck, and back pain in a natural way. To learn more about this exciting new technology, go to thebackcenter.net or call 321-723-7716 for an evaluation. Go back to basics at the Back Center.
AM 1300 WMEL.
And it is Money, Money, Money Monday. I am so excited because, you know, we were always talking about taking responsibility, but I've never had a show about money. And, you know, we hang on to our money like a sword. You know, it is our shield. But the reality is we make a lot of mistakes, and sometimes we find ourselves running to a CPA, needing some guidance. And so who else better than CPA Dan Hinn here from Rockledge, Florida. So excited that you're here. Welcome back to the Lynn McDermott Show, Dan.
It's a super day to be here.
Dan, the tax man, I heard.
Yes.
I'm wondering how you got that, but we'll talk about that maybe in another show. So we're talking today about money and how we can capitalize on it, how we can make the best out of the situation that we're in. And I want to hear from you. If you have any questions that you might have for a CPA, CPA Dan Hinn is here, and you can email me at lily@whenyouneedafriend.com, because the first Monday of the month, he will be here talking about money. And or you can call 321-631-1300 and leave your question with Jerry, and Jerry will ask it, or he'll type it up so that I can read it to Dan. But that number again is 321-631-1300. Where can you get – now, can anybody go to a CPA and get free advice, or do you have to pay for that?
It depends. It depends on the CPA or tax advisor, whoever it is that you're going to see. Some people offer a free consultation. It depends on what it is that you're looking for and needing to get done. I mean, everybody's always looking for that free advice.
Yes.
But sometimes,
of course, you gotta be a life coach, a certified life coach, I know a lot about that.
Right. Yeah, and you got to be careful what you pay for sometimes.
That's right. So, do you offer a free consultation, or do you have a percentage that you ask? Charge?
Yeah. Generally, I get a free consultation unless it's getting into the nuts and bolts of a lot of things in regards to your business or your personal situation. But a lot of times I will do that, or at least charge some nominal fee.
Sure.
to have people come and see me.
Okay, so now I had mentioned at the beginning of the hour that many of us spend money and we regret it maybe the day after, or on Monday morning when we've signed the dotted line, maybe bought a car or done something that we go, oh my God, why did I do this? Buyer's remorse. Now, we talked during the break, because I love our conversations during the break. They don't get too deep, because I go, stop. I want my listening friends to hear it. But what happens when we make a mistake? That can you help get ourselves focused on how to be more prosperous, how to have some abundance in our life? How can you help me, Dan, as a person who might be struggling or might want to have the privilege of having a CPA do my taxes?
Well, when I deal with people, whether it's individuals or businesses, I always look at myself as a coach.
Sure.
I'm trying to help them, improve something in their lives, in their business, whether it's dealing with taxes or, even if it's, advising them to go see somebody else sometimes, mm-hmm. whether it's somebody dealing with marketing or sales or something of that nature, mm-hmm. just so that they can, help improve their business. Now, one of the big things that I do, and I can't say, take credit for this, is I've been a disciple of Dave Ramsey,
mm-hmm.
Five years ago, our church offered the financial peace course, and mm-hmm. I took that, and it's just slap you upside the head, make sense type of stuff that he talks about, and I'll use those principles, and I will talk to people about trying to help reduce debt, because my philosophy is I talk to people and try to be in a supportive and non-judgmental way.
Sure.
I mean, people come in to me with tax mistakes, with financial mistakes, they're on the verge of filing bankruptcy or something of that nature.
Yeah.
And so I try to help them through these things, both whether it's from the tax and the financial aspect of that.
Yeah.
Now, I don't give financial advice from the standpoint of stocks and bonds, what you should
sure.
be invested in.
No.
I help people with you should work on paying these debts off. And sometimes it seems a little counterintuitive the way Dave talks about it, like mm-hmm. when he talks about the debt snowball
mm-hmm.
and how you should pay off the higher interest, or not the higher, the concept most people think is I should pay off the higher interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
But what you really should be doing is paying off the lowest balance.
Correct.
And it's a mindset approach mm-hmm. that he teaches.
It's gratification. You've
right.
done something. Okay,
correct.
There's one down.
Right. Yeah, even if it was $200 or $600, and you've got others that are $5,000 and $10,000, it's the mindset, it's the little victories that you get along the way.
Sure, sure.
And so I help people to coach them for that, work on their savings,
mm-hmm.
To get their emergency savings that the 3 to 6 months. And, you know, it just, there's a lot of good principles in there. You know, another one that people usually miss is you're supposed to, when you get to those points and you're now ready to start the next step after you've got your emergency fund, mm-hmm. is that you start putting in toward retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not college education. It's retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because you don't want your children to be your retirement plan. because if you have a fallout with them or something happens, then that's not, you know, and then you have to rely on Social Security. And, you know, we've all read that in the papers that, you know, in the next 20 years, it may not be there.
Yeah.
You know, if it even makes it the next 20 years.
Correct.
I just read recently that Social Security disability may be defunct in the next 2 years.
Just don't know where all this money is going, and nobody cares to find out.
Well, the problem ends up being is that now with the baby boomers retiring, there are now too many people working to support that one person from the retirement benefits that has to be paid out.
Yeah.
And if you look at it, the payroll tax rates have not increased in the 20 plus years that I've been doing this. So in fact, even a couple of years we had it where they decreased in regards to that, and which, you know, also kind of didn't make sense, but I don't get into the political things when I talk
Neither
about
do
things.
I. No, I don't either. This is a non-political show.
I give what Congress gives me. I do what Congress gives me.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've had people try to be on my show that are running for office, or I'm like, you know, there are so many political shows that you can go to. Mine is not the show, because I'm going to ask you about your life. I'm going to ask you how responsible you've been. I'm going to ask you about different things. And that is not my strength. And but there are others out there. So, you know, with money, when we're dealing with money, it's so important that there's just so many different. Oh, Jerry, do you want to say something?
I had a friend who's an accountant, and I kind of asked him his view on all of that. And he said, as far as politics go, I'm part of the Green Party, and I'm not talking about the environment. So, whatever makes me the most money, that's where I am.
Yeah, but you know, that's so sad. It is that way. So what are some of the common mistakes we make that you see over and over and over again? And when it comes to the course that you're teaching with financial peace, and you said you're a certified teacher, right? You can.
I teach the financial peace. I've taught it at my church, but I also teach it because we homeschool our girls.
Uh-huh.
In fact, my oldest daughter just graduated.
Congratulations.
This past May.
Yes.
And I teach the financial peace course for the high school kids there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not a big class. I have 4 to 6, but, it, you know, to me, it's a very
important thing to make
them understand.
Yeah.
The biggest thing that I, you know, when I talk to people is if you can avoid the debt, that's mm-hmm. where you want to be. You know, I think Dave's principle is that, you know, if it's something that you don't really, you know, big dollar purchase that you have to make, go and look at the items, you know, find out what the prices are, but don't buy right then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take your time, think it through, you know, kind of give yourself the buyer's remorse in advance instead of after you bought it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because there are some times where, you know, you can have that bring it back in 3 days and they give you your full money back, you know, and he doesn't recommend buying anything on credit, because then you end up paying that much more for an item that if you could just pay for it in cash, you know, mm-hmm. save up in advance. You know, if you're going to buy a dining room set, I think is his example that he uses, and it's going to, you know, cost like $1,500, then save $100 a month for 15 months and then go buy it, or however much you can put aside and go pay cash for it.
Well, you know, he's learned, he comes from a place of knowing because I think he filed bankruptcy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he's coming from, hey, this is what I did and this is what helped me and I'm now changing my life because of it. And I'm now here to share my love and knowledge because he's coming from a place of knowing. And, you know, because I hear him on WMEL, I love Dave Ramsey. I know it sometimes can come across as a little bit stern. What do you say, Jerry?
Well, one of the promos we ran recently, he said, put it this way, if you were managing money for a company called You Incorporated and you managed money for the company called You Incorporated the way you manage money for You Incorporated, would you fire you?
And most people would.
Put it that way, yeah.
Yeah, but there's another one that he says that if we, instead of buying the luxury car and spending $500 a month, every month, I think, do you remember that one, Jerry?
The one that's on now, I think it was $486, and if you put that, I believe, I forget the exact words, but if you put it in a mutual growth stock fund, Yeah. From age 30 to 70, you'd make $5 million.
That's right.
So if you think about it, it's really a $5 million car.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I just recently had a car accident, and, you know, I've been wanting to buy a Z, a Lincoln Mercury Z. I want a car that I can just put regular gas in that's a nice car, an American car. And when I had my car accident, everybody thought I was going to go out and get the Z. And I said, no, my car is paid for. I don't want to have another debt, you know. And as a matter of fact, my husband and I are on the same wavelength. We are changing our life because we want to save enough money to buy a house cash. We want to save enough money to live debt free. And so that is our goal. And as a result, we're taking drastic measures to make that happen. And, you know, listening to Dave Ramsey has really sparked that desire in me. And I'm, you know, you had challenged me and said, you know, take the course.
Yeah, I definitely encourage, you know, that there are mostly churches that offer the courses. You know, my church is not doing it this fall, but I know Church of Vieira usually offers, they had probably about a dozen offerings throughout the week with varying times that you can go.
Wow.
And it's now a 9-week course. And
used to be 13. Do you know what the cost?
Usually it's about $100, maybe $125.
Per couple, per person?
Per couple. That gives you one kit, and it comes with the books and all the materials that you need for the class, and they give you an online access to a portal, basically, that you can put in your budget and put all the information in there. And there's a live instructor that there's a video that we play for usually it's about half to three quarters of the class of Dave Ramsey in a session that he did and how he presents the material and, you know, does a really good job. And then the live instructor, a friend of mine, Beth Courtney, is a financial advisor, and she teaches a lot of the classes over there. And, you know, being a financial advisor and somebody who's in the know, just like me, being on the tax side of things, but I, you know, I've been doing this long enough that I know more than just the tax stuff.
Correct.
That I, that it's helpful for the people to be able to ask questions and sometimes, you know, get my experience on the topics.
How wonderful that you do that. And I know you're really active in your church. As a matter of fact, I had asked you, you wear this, this necklace, and you can see it on his website too. There's a picture of you that you have your necklace. And I asked you today, what is the symbolism of your necklace? And I just wanted to share the symbolism with my listening friends, if you don't mind.
This is a necklace. With my church, me and my wife and my two daughters 4 years ago went to Nicaragua with our church, and we went to an area called Condega, which was about 3 hours north of Managua, and we helped build a pastor's house right next to a church that our church had built like 8 years before.
Wow.
And so we went up there, and just it was an amazing experience on seeing what these people have or the lack of. And, you know, we were there to help them, and they were so excited that, you know, I'm sure if I had asked them for the shirt off their back, they would have given it to
me. Yeah, isn't it amazing?
And it was just amazing just to see. And, I mean, some of them, the houses that they live in were dirt floors. They cook with fire, and they cook indoors with fire, so their eyes are always dried out. My wife went to help with the medical stuff. She's an LPN, and she helped, you know, just giving some basic advice. You know, you really need to just drink water, you know, stay hydrated. You need to eat before you work in the fields. I mean, it was just some crazy things. So we on our off day, we went down to a place actually, this was just a shop that all these had all these ceramic things in there. Then there's a group of women that come in and work there, and, you know, working for pennies.
That's not fair trade.
Yeah, no, well, probably not.
But that's the symbolism right there.
Yeah, so you know, I wear this. I've worn this almost every day for the 4 years since then, as kind of my reminder of those that are less fortunate. And our church is actually leaving tomorrow morning.
Oh.
A group. We've got, I think, 9 people, including my oldest daughter, Alexa. She's going down there. We have a new church in Managua, a pastor that we've been working there that we raised about $20,000-$25,000.
Oh, wonderful. That'll go a long way.
To help them build a church. Wow. Down there in the city. And this guy, you know, guy's a great guy. I've met him. We've hosted him at our house. And they are going down there. It's interesting how they build there too. It's completely different than what I've of building here, and I'm not a builder. But they're going to go down there and help them, you know, hopefully complete the project, and or at least take the next steps with a group that's going down there, and they're going to be down there for a week.
Wow, that's wonderful. It's wonderful because, you know, I've often said that, you know, if people are not feeling well, they're feeling sad or gloomy or depressed, maybe their situation isn't what they thought it was going to be. Maybe their dream of becoming, you know, famous and a millionaire or a billionaire or whatever is not what they thought it would be. I always ask them to just sit and ponder how it could be worse, how your life is exactly where it needs to be to find purpose and move from there with, you know, find that momentum. But when you find yourself in a situation where you really see what the other people live like.
Right. Yeah. No, that's when, you know, it's one of those things, if people have the opportunity to do a mission trip like mm-hmm. that to a lesser known country, that it's amazing all around the world. Now, Nicaragua is the second poorest, you know, country in the Western Hemisphere. Mm-hmm. And I had apprehensions of going down, especially with my whole family.
Yeah.
And, but surprisingly, I didn't feel, you know, not safe in their country. Now, I mean, obviously there's parts that, you know, you got to be smart just like you would here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you wouldn't go into certain neighborhoods by yourself, kind of thing, but there are places there, but it was just an incredible experience that, you know, just trying to help and understand how these people live and know that, you know, they can live on, you know, like basically what we know is $2 a day or $20 a day,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, you can't even run your AC for $20 a day here.
Sure, sure.
So, but, you know, the biggest thing that, you know, I like to do here is encourage people, you know, and that's one of the big things that drew me to you, Lily, mm-hmm. is the way that you're encouraging the people, you know, and, you know, my CPA coach does that with me. And I try to pass that on to my clients, you know, help them to know that, you know, they can get out of the woods, you know, where whatever problems that they have, they might owe the IRS a lot, but it just depends on what the situation is and the rest of their economics and whether we can help them into an installment agreement or maybe do they qualify for the offer in compromise. That's usually the one you hear on the radio. Well, I paid $10,000 on a $100,000 debt, and most people are always asking me about that.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, yeah, it's possible, but there's a small percentage of the people who actually qualify for mm-hmm. that. You basically have to have no assets and, you know, not much income and a large liability, and you possibly could qualify for that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's those types of things to help them. Again, that's why doing it in a supportive and non-judgmental way, because, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, I'm not there to judge, you know, mm-hmm. that's God's job, you mm-hmm. know, and so I'm here to help somebody, help them educate them and help them move along.
Sure.
And hopefully I can do it positive way.
Sure. That, empowering way.
Yeah. An empowering way, you know, something that will motivate them. I mean, I've been reading a lot of books lately, and one of the books that I've been reading is Think and Grow Rich
mm-hmm.
By Napoleon Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that, and there's another book that's kind of a sequel to that. It's a more modern version. It's called 3 Feet from Gold.
Mm-hmm.
And, Sharon Lecter, and I believe it's Greg Jones is the author. Sharon mm-hmm. Lecter is part of the Robert Kiyosaki Rich Dad Poor Dad series.
Yeah.
And so they wrote this book that it's just amazing that, you know, just some simple things. I mean, you can choose your attitude every day.
Sure.
You know, and if you can choose to be in a positive attitude, and if you, you know, choose to do these things and do them in the right order, and you can, you know, make yourself, I mean, the book is trying to empower people
mm-hmm.
to, you know, become millionaires and billionaires. And there are many self-made people that they just had the drive and the desire to do that.
Yeah.
And so that's what I like to help people encourage
Absolutely.
Them to do.
And I love the word choose, mm-hmm. the word choose. And if you choose to think about your lack, you're going to create more lack, because the brain focuses on what you're thinking about. So if you're constantly thinking about poverty and lack and not having enough, that's what you're focusing on. But if you focus on changing things around and bringing abundance to your life and focusing on that, and I've had people go, oh, that's bull. That's not real. Well, of course, if you think that, of course, it's going to become true. So how do you change the mindset of someone who comes to you, Dan, who says, you know, I owe the IRS a ton of money. I just want to hide from the government. What advice would you give them?
Well, it's not an easy process. And basically, I just tell people that, you know, they're not alone. I mean, there's millions of people who are in the same or similar situations to whoever comes into my office. And basically, I'm ultimately at the end of the day trying to sell myself in the way that I'm trying to give them peace of mind, mm-hmm. that they can sleep better at night.
Sure.
And so, again, with that supportive and non-judgmental way and help them through it and explain it to them, try and give them options if there are options, either as far as payment plans or whatever. But the worst thing you could do is bury your head in the sand.
Sure.
Now, most people are usually fearful. Some people get very angry when you hear the letters IRS.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, don't bury your head in the sand. You know, bring that notice to somebody and we can review it, see what the issue is, because there are options out there. Sometimes you can get by with not paying the full liability. Just everybody's situation is different, but just trying to put them at ease for their particular situation, because a lot of times I like to hear people say, well, I feel better now knowing that I'm helping them and explaining things to them, because it's just, you know, again, I try to put things in layman's terms. I try not to talk in the technical jargon, but if I do, I try to explain what that technical
jargon
is.
Now, if anybody wanted to get a hold of you, they can call you at 321-684-7800, correct?
Correct.
So that number again is 321-684-7800. Now, and if they wanted to check out your website, what is your website address?
The website that I use is cparockledge.com.
cparockledge.com. So for those of you who are wanting to expand your financial abundance, if you want to expand it, focus on financial abundance and focus on needing a CPA. And hopefully it'll be Dan Hen.
Right.
So any last minutes? You got a minute of words of comfort for someone to come see you.
A minute to win it. Okay.
Minute to win it. Are you in it to win it?
Yes. basically, the thing is, you know, you know, go to see somebody, whether it's me or not. You know, we're coming up on extension deadline time, and for the procrastinators, you know, of the listening audience.
I know a few.
You know, that, you know, it's not too late. Let's get it done, because if you don't get it done on time, whether business returns are due September 15th, and there's penalties if you don't file it on time, individuals are due October 15th, then, you know, we just need to you know, get it done and get the information together.
Absolutely. And so blessed to have you on the show. I'm really grateful that we were able to come together. Your philosophy is the philosophy of the show, which is empowerment and making people feel that they can.
Yes. Yes. And it's been a pleasure and I really enjoyed being here.
Absolutely. Thank you. And I'm hoping that Money Monday is going to take off. Like, what would be a good money term? Huh? I'll come up with one next time.
Yeah, we'll have to think
about it. Yeah, a money term that will take off like, not butter, because that doesn't go there.
No.
But I'm excited that you're going to be part of Monday Mornings, the first Monday of the month. So send your questions at lily@whenyouneedafriend.com, and that's Lily at whenyouneedafriend.com. And remember, Good News Naturally is next with Tom Sokoloff. So stay tuned. And please remember, we have a date. So join me weekday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. here on the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL. And worldwide, go to whenyouneedafriend.com. Don't forget to become a subscriber and wait for that email. And then you'll get that Mind, Body, Spirit positive affirmation CD. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. This is Lillian wishing you the best day ever.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott Show are intended specifically for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert before taking any steps to improve your life.
The Monday forecast has a 60% chance for showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high of 90. There's a 50% chance for rain tonight. The low will be 77. Tuesday has a 50% chance for showers and thunderstorms and a high of 93. And on Wednesday, a 40% chance for rain with a high of 92. It's the all-new Ed Dean Show, 5 to 7 p.m. weeknights on AM 1300 WMEL and worldwide at 1300WMEL.com.
Hey everyone, Jay Brewer here, co-host of Speak Out, Listen In, with a special announcement. On July 25th, you'll be receiving the Hometown News special edition of the Reader's Choice Awards. Find the ballot and voting page and vote for WMEL as your favorite local radio, local talk radio, and local news station. Get those ballots back to the Hometown News quickly so everyone knows what you already know. WMEL is the best local radio station on the Space and Treasure Coast.
WMEL, Cocoa Beach, Melbourne.
It's 10 o'clock.